How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are, fellow children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. The text for our consideration this evening comes from the book of Luke, chapter 1, beginning with verse 46, Mary's song. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers." This is the word of our Lord. Dear friends in Christ, do you have any favorite Christmas music you like to listen to? Oh, some of my favorites include Mannheim Steamroller Christmas, extraordinaire, good one. A Michael Bublé Christmas, another good one. Harry Connick Jr., When My Heart Finds Christmas. But one of my favorites has to be the Air Supply Christmas album. I'm a child of the 80s. What can I say? Oh, it takes me back to what now seems to be simpler times when I was a teenager in high school. Mary was also probably just a teenager when the angel Gabriel came to her and told her that she would be the mother of the promised Messiah, the promised Savior. She was engaged to a nice young man named Joseph. One can only imagine his reaction when Mary told him that she was pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit and she was going to give birth to the very Son of God. Joseph hadn't been born yesterday. He knew that it took a mom and a dad to make a baby, and he wasn't the dad. He now had a tough choice to make. He could expose her to public disgrace, or he could divorce her quietly, and they could both simply go their separate ways. That's what he was going to do, until an angel also appeared to him in a dream one night to verify Mary's story. One can only imagine the joy and excitement in his heart when he went to see Mary the next morning. In our text, we see the joy and excitement that filled Mary's heart as she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth. Elizabeth also had some good news of her own. Well, beyond childbearing years, she and her husband Zechariah would also have a child who would prepare the way for Mary's child. All this joy and excitement would lead Mary to burst forth in song under inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We sometimes refer to her song as the Magnificat, from the Latin translation of the song, Magnificat Anima Mea Dominum. My soul glorifies the Lord, Mary said. Dear friends, may Mary's song also be the song of our hearts as well. May we also glorify the Lord, praise the Lord for all the wonderful things he has done for us. And why should we glorify the Lord? Why should we praise the Lord? Well, because we realize what we deserve for our sins. Our failures to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Our failures to love our neighbor as ourselves. These and all of our sins make us deserving of hell, where there will never be any rejoicing or singing whatsoever for all eternity. But God didn't want that for us. That's why he sent his Son to be our Savior. You see, from the moment Adam and Eve fell into sin, God promised them a Savior who would undo what their sin had done. God always keeps his promises. We see that in Mary's song. Mary's song reminds us that God always keeps his promises. Mary's song reminds us that we have a God who has always been there for his people and will always be there for his people. Mary's song reminds us that we have a God who is in control of all things going on in our world and going on in our lives. Mary's song reminds us that we have a God who continues to be faithful to us. In spite of the many times we haven't always been faithful to him in return. Listen to what Mary sings. His mercy extends to those who fear him. Fearing God doesn't mean being afraid of God like we might be afraid of snakes or spiders. No, fearing God means loving and respecting him so much that you never want to disobey him. Standing in awe of the awesome God that we have. Mercy has the idea of not punishing us as our sins deserve. Mercy has that idea of compassionate love, that so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That's why pastors often begin their sermons by saying, grace, mercy, and peace truly are yours in abundance from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Mary goes on. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. You know, one doesn't have to think too long and too hard to think about all the mighty things God has done and continues to do for his people. Maybe Mary thought back to the time when God rescued his people from slavery in Egypt. How he performed miraculous signs and wonders and plagues so that Pharaoh would let God's people go. Maybe she thought about how God divided the waters of the Red Sea so that God's people could cross over on dry ground to escape Pharaoh's pursuing army. Maybe she thought about how God brought down the walls of Jericho so that nothing would stand in the way of God keeping his promises to his people. Miracle after miracle after miracle recorded for us in the pages of Scripture. But one of the greatest miracles that affects us personally is the miracle of faith that God placed in our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit working through word and sacrament in our lives. The miracle assures us that all of our sins are forgiven. The gift of eternal life in heaven is ours. We are God's own dear children here on earth and for all eternity in heaven through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus our Savior. Cherish that miracle. Rejoice in that miracle each and every day. Make the most of every opportunity to grow in your faith by growing in word and sacrament on a regular and faithful basis. Mary goes on to say, he has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones. It's been said that pride goes before the fall. And we see any number of rulers that God humbled in the pages of Scripture. We might think of mighty King Nebuchadnezzar, the king who set up a statue, a huge statue, and demanded that people worship it alone. When three Jews by the names of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to do so, Nebuchadnezzar commanded that they be thrown into a fiery furnace so hot that the soldiers who threw them into the furnace died from the heat. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out unscathed. Not a hair on their head was singed, and their clothes didn't even smell like smoke. You would think that King Nebuchadnezzar would have learned his lesson in and of itself right there. But no, sometime later, King Nebuchadnezzar was boasting about his power and might and glory, about his glorious kingdom. No sooner had the words left his mouth than God took it all away from him. He lost his sanity. and lived among wild animals at the time, until he acknowledged that the true God of Israel is truly the true God Most High. No sooner had those words left his mouth than God lifted him back up again and restored him to his throne once more. To God all praise and glory for all that he has done and all he continues to do in our lives. Mary goes on to say, he has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. I don't know about you, but one of the many things I love about Christmas are all the good food we have to eat, all the good treats we have to eat this time of the year. Praise God for the many treats he gives us this time of the year and throughout the year. Praise God even more, though, for the bread of life that he continues to give us in his word. The bread of life he continues to give us in Jesus. Those without Jesus are starving to death and run the risk of missing out on the good treats of heaven. Praise God that he has given us the bread of life, with plenty to spare and plenty to share with those around us. Make the most of every opportunity to enjoy the sweet treat of God's word, as we look forward to the day when we will be together with Jesus and all believers to enjoy the sweet treats, the glory, the majesty of our eternal home in heaven, where the celebration will never, ever end. You know, Mary had lots to sing about. Mary had a lot over which to rejoice. You do too, dear friends in Christ. You know, songs about Santa and Frosty and Rudolph might be neat this time of the year, but songs of and for our Savior remind us what this season is all about. It's all about Jesus. Every season in life is all about Jesus. Jesus truly is the reason for this and every season. May we continue to praise God like the angels did on the night of his birth. May we continue to come and worship and go and tell, just like the shepherds did on the night of his birth. May we continue to ponder it all in our hearts, like Mary did on the night of his birth. And may we continue to come and worship and bring him the first and finest of our offerings, and our time, and our talents, and our treasures, just like the wise men did so long ago. Thanking and praising God for all the wonderful things he has done for us in Jesus will truly make this and every Christmas a truly merry one indeed. May God grant you all a truly merry Christmas and a happy new year of his grace to you. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.